This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Welcome, you're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Shudhijanan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Shudhijan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, it's been a historic day of trade today for the Indian benchmark indices, when not just the Sensex, but even the Nifty and the Nifty Bank as well have actually hit their record high levels today. So could you help us understand what is it that really fueled the rally in today's trading session?
Absolutely. Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. A historic day for sure, as both Sensex and Nifty hit a fresh record high before witnessing, you know, some bit of mild profit taking at high levels, which is a healthy sign and should not be taken as a negative signal by investors. Let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex hit a record high of 41,120 before closing 67 points lower at 40,821, while the Nifty 50 surged to a life high of 12,132 before closing 36 points lower at 12,037. Now, in terms of sectors, the action was seen in banks and FMCG stocks, while profit taking was seen in sectors like telecom, IT, capital goods and auto stocks. Now, the broader markets underperformed as the mid-cap index was down by 0.79%, while the small-cap index closed 0.38% lower. Now, positive global cues, especially the development around the US-China trade deal front, is driving the latest momentum, not just in Indian markets, but actually across the globe. We saw some bit of rally in markets across Asia, as well as US as well. Additionally, consistent buying by foreign institutional investors and hopes of a continuity of reforms from the government helped the sentiment. Now, it is definitely a liquidity-driven rally, which is pushing benchmark indices to record highs, as more than 100 stocks hit fresh 52-week low on a day when about 50 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. Now, top Nifty gainers include stocks like Dr. Reddy's, Gale India and ICICI Bank. In terms of losers, Zee Entertainment, Bharti Infratel, Bharti Airtel and Grasim Industries were top Nifty losers.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, Shudhiji, we could also help us understand in terms of stocks and sectors, which stocks and sectors really contributed to the rally today?
Absolutely. We have a lot of data in store, so hold tight. Well, sectorally, BSE banks rose 0.67%, followed by the FMCG index, which closed with gains of 0.06%. Well, profit taking was seen in the telecom index, which was down 4.9%, followed by the IT index, which fell 1.2%, and the BSE capital goods index was down by 1.1%. Now, the Nifty bank, which hit a record high of 31,850, closed with gains of 162 points to close at 31,718. Now, volume spike of 100 to 300% was seen in stocks like Wipro, Siemens, NIIT Tech, Berger Paints, Colgate Palmolive, ICICI Bank and Oil India Limited. Now, long buildup was seen in stocks like ICICI Bank, Bosch, HUL, Petronet LNG and HDFC Bank, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Colgate Palmolive, ICICI Pru, Siemens and Ambuja Cements. Now, let's look at the stocks which hit a upper circuit on a day when both Sensex and Nifty hit a fresh record high. Well, there are more than 200 stocks which were locked in upper circuit, include names like Tejas Network and Magma FinCorp in the A category, while in terms of lower circuit, Edelweiss, Coffee Day, CG Power, Lakshmi Vilas, Reliance Infra and Reliance Capital were some of the stocks which are locked in the lower circuit. Now, there are nearly 50 stocks that hit a fresh 52-week high on a day when both Sensex and Nifty hit a fresh record high, which include names like Divi's Laboratories, ICICI Bank, Jubilant Foodworks, RIL, Dr. Reddy Laboratories, Adani Green and Avaaz Financials, etc., among others.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, a whole lot of other stocks were in news today. Let's start off with Zee Entertainment first. The share prices slipped 7% today following the resignations of Chairman Subhash Chandra and other senior officials. Now, Indoco Remedies ended almost 10% higher today after the US health regulator cleared its Hyderabad unit. Now, telecom stocks stumbled in today's trading session. They closed in the red after the telecom department confirmed of not raising the telecom tariffs issue to TRAI. The telecom department has not referred to the issue of fixing a floor price for telecom tariffs to TRAI, according to a source. Now, apart from this, Tejas Networks also jumped about 10% in today's trading session. after the company has signed a memorandum of understanding with Bharat Electronics. Apart from this, from the aviation space, InterGlobe Aviation, the operator of Indigo Airlines, ended over 2% lower on November 26, that's today, after DGCA warned of grounding more flights over engine trouble. Now, apart from this, let's also just prepare for tomorrow's trading session. Shitish, could you really help us understand what is the technical pattern looking like right now? Are we looking at higher highs in tomorrow's session as well?
Right. Well, as actually in terms of technical patterns, even though we hit a fresh record high in today's trading session, but Nifty 50 formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. Well, there are no apparent sell signals or weakness on the lower time frame charts. Well, traders need to maintain an optimistic outlook at this point in time. So what they suggest at this point in time is that as long as Nifty sustains above 11919 levels, it is still a buy on dips kind of a market. While the next target to watch out for would be 12,300-12,350. So in case you are long on the index, this is the next target to watch out for with a stop loss of 11,919. But if Nifty slips below 12,006 or 12,000 kind of levels in the next session, then yes, initially it could slide towards 11,940 or 11,900 levels, which could be in turn used as a buying opportunity for investors who are in the market for long term.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Dinshitish, for sharing these important levels to watch out for and also a strategy that the investors and traders can adopt going forward from here. Thanks a lot for joining us in this edition of podcast. Many thanks for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.